This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 31st, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing held a much-anticipated conference call with investors on Wednesday and announced not only an 84% increase in 2007 net income, but expectations that 2008 will be even better. Boeing Chairman, President, and CEO Jim McNerney told participants, quote, "Despite some development program challenges, we are a strong company growing stronger, and we expect continued improvement in our financial results in 2008 and beyond," unquote. He also promised more discussion of the 787 production and delivery schedule in a conference call which will follow release of the company's 2008 first quarter financial results. In an updated factual report, the National Transportation Safety Board says poorly coordinated maintenance practices by overworked personnel may have contributed to the fatal crash of a Robinson R-44 near Jacksonville, Florida last March. As ANN reported, the Silver State helicopter's trainer landed nose down on Ponte Vedra Beach, killing a student and an instructor. In its preliminary report, NTSB noted the helicopter had just come out of maintenance and was missing attachment hardware in its control system. The Florida Times Union reports the NTSB got some blunt analysis of the mistake from mechanics, who described being assigned to multiple tasks simultaneously, leading to a distracting environment. The company has faced several lawsuits over the years, including one in November of 2006, over its claim that students could earn a rotary wing certificate in 12 to 18 months, then get a job as an instructor. Plaintiffs said the company couldn't keep its end of the bargain due to a lack of qualified instructors and a lack of aircraft. The U.S. Department of Transportation is set next week to release statistics on airline performance during 2007. It's not clear if weather-related disruptions during the holidays will pull 2007 down to be the worst on-time performance in recorded history. To be fair, on-time statistics have only been kept by DOT since 1995. The worst year on record so far is 2000, when U.S. Airlines completed 73.5% of flights on time. Through November of 2007, for the year, airlines were just above that at 74.23%. While we're waiting for the government numbers, FlightStats.com is already out with its analysis of December. FlightStats says just under 64% of flights were on time in December. The company tells MSNBC that among the worst offenders for the month were American Airlines at 58.6%, United at 55.18%, and Midwest Air, which arrived on time just 41.25% of the time. NASA reports successful completion of a spacewalk to repair a malfunctioning solar array on the International Space Station. Early Wednesday afternoon, Expedition 16 Commander Peggy Whitson and Flight Engineer Dan Tenney removed and replaced a bearing motor roll ring module that experienced electrical failure December 8th. The repair restores the solar array's ability to track the sun, greatly increasing efficiency. Mission managers confirmed that the station's right-side solar power module is now generating enough power to support the planned deliveries of the Japanese Kibo science module to the station in March and April. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Eclipse gets FAA approval for its training program. Virgin Galactic plans a big splash at Oshkosh. And AirTran sees a silver lining in a Delta-Northwest merger. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, a time capsule containing comments a year ago from Vern Rayburn of Eclipse Aviation. We'll revisit the reasons for the company's tough decision to start over on the Avio integrated flight deck, resulting in Avio NG, now certified and in production. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.